The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Christina Branham, a happy-go-lucky teenager in 2006, was planning a future after high school. She was engaged to her boyfriend of 1 year, Christopher Mettendorf, and she had plans to join the U.S. Army after she graduated high school. Christopher and Christina were living together with Christopher's mother in Savannah, Tennessee. On July 7th, 2006, the couple went out and did some shopping together. They returned to their apartment, putting their bags on their bed, and they would at some point leave before Christopher's mom got home. Later that afternoon, Christopher's dad called to say that the two never showed up to his place as they had planned. And by now, everyone began calling Christopher and Christina looking for them. After a full day of not being able to reach either Christina or Christopher, they were finally reported as missing to the Hardin County Sheriff's Department. Their car would be found abandoned just 4 days later, and everyone now feared the worst. To date, Christina and Christopher have not been found. Where are Christopher Mettendorf and Christina Branham? When a couple goes missing together, their stories become forever entwined. And in a way, it opens the door to even more possibilities of what may have happened to them and where they may be. Sadly, this story is about two young people who were just preparing to start their lives together. Christina hadn't even graduated high school yet, and she had plans to join the U.S. Army. Christopher was 21 years old, and while we don't know much about his future plans, we do know that he was planning on marrying Christina and building a life with her. The couple at this time was living in Savannah, Tennessee, which is located in Hardin County. Savannah is a small town just east of Memphis and south of Nashville. Without too much knowledge of their lives prior to their disappearance, let's get right into that fateful day of July 27th, 2006. On Thursday, July 27th, 2006, a normal Tennessee summer day, Christopher and Christina had decided to go out and do some shopping. After a while, they came back to the apartment they were staying at, which was Christopher's mother's place. They would put their shopping bags on their bed before walking out the door and leaving before Christopher's mother would come home from work. When she did get home, his mom, Cheryl, noted right away that the pair wasn't home, Of course, they are 17 and 21 years old. It's a summer day. She figured they'd be home later. But instead of seeing her son and his fiance walk through the door, she received a phone call from her ex-husband, Christopher's father. Christina and Christopher were supposed to come over to his place that afternoon, but they never showed up, and they weren't answering their phones either. And he was calling to check up on them and see where they were, hoping that maybe they were still at the apartment. But they weren't, and Cheryl had no idea. She checked their room and found their recently purchased shopping bags on their bed. Now she began to call them too, realizing something just didn't feel right. They never answered their phones. Finally, the next day, July 28th, 2006, they were officially reported as missing. And it's no shock to anyone that the efforts to search for these two were minimal, at least by the authorities, in the beginning. They were young adults. It was summer. They were thought to just be off with friends. But those close to Christina and Christopher knew better. This was significantly out of character for them. Something was definitely wrong. And alarm bells would go off even further when their car was found abandoned just 4 days later with their cell phone sitting on the passenger seat and some other personal belongings still in the car. Their 1994 Geo Prism was found 50 miles away in Lawrence County. A report had come in to authorities about a suspicious car parked near a church in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. When police got there to check it out, they found the car unlocked. They saw the cell phone immediately, and they used that to call a contact in the phone, which turned out to be Christopher's grandfather. But there was no sign of the young couple anywhere around the car. It's important to note here that there was a pond next to the car, and there are varying reports on if that pond was searched. Some publications say it was, and some say it wasn't. It might not even matter, as it's also quite possible they left that area after leaving their car there. Police did find a witness that said they saw the car being parked there. They also saw a young couple get out of that car and into another car. But all they knew about this other car was that someone had pulled up in it and it was white. Authorities would have no idea who this other car belonged to or who it could have been, or even why Christina and Christopher were in Lawrence County. Cheryl, Christopher's mother, wasn't giving up hope and continued to look for her son and his fiance. She went through and searched Christopher's room for clues and ended up finding a lockbox with items belonging to a man by the name of George Eddie Baugus. Cheryl started to wonder if maybe Christopher and Christina had stolen these items from him and maybe he had come after them for revenge. George Eddie Baugus did have quite a criminal record and a reputation for such. And it was never really specified what those items were, but they were significant enough to cause some worry for Cheryl. Detectives now ramped up their search for the young couple, and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, TBI, joined the investigation as well. Clues came in and sightings from all over. Leads were followed up on that took authorities to Atlanta, Georgia, Knoxville, and even Oklahoma. But nothing was discovered to lead them to Christina or Christopher. Meanwhile, other rumors started flying around also. Terrible rumors. One such rumor indicated that the two had been kidnapped, Christina was raped, and both of them were fed to pigs. Another terrible rumor was that the pair was taken and held in a motel room, tied up and blindfolded. One was eventually killed with a baseball bat and another with a rock. And yet another rumor says that the couple was taken to a teen hangout spot called Gator Rock, where they were killed. Christopher's mother believes that it was George Eddie Baugus, however, that is responsible for their disappearance. Baugus was killed by his ex-wife in 2010 during a domestic dispute. Interestingly, Baugus's wife, Shannon, would also be acquitted of all charges, and he had injured her quite significantly during this attack as well. Season 12 of the TV show Snapped was her story, and the plotline for that episode simply reads, quote, "A wife refuses to watch a Star Wars cartoon with her husband, so he strikes her, and she strikes back," end quote. Could Shannon have possible knowledge of what happened to Christina and Christopher? Savannah, Tennessee, where Christopher and Christina were from, is a small, quaint Tennessee town located about 2 hours east of Memphis. Savannah has just around 7,000 residents. Directly to the east from Savannah, about 50 miles, is Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, where Christina and Christopher's car was found. If the witness statement is accurate and they did get into someone else's car there, it is most likely that they knew that person. It was never stated if the car had broken down, causing that to be the reason for the car to be where it was. The city of Lawrenceburg is the county seat of Lawrence County, Tennessee, with just over 11,000 residents. It is the largest city on the state's southern border between Chattanooga and Memphis, and it sits on the banks of the Shoal Creek. Now, Shoal Creek is called a creek, but it is a significant waterway, and there is a lot of rural land surrounding Lawrenceburg. Davy Crockett State Park sits adjacent to the city, and Laurel Hill Wildlife Management Area is also a short drive away. And that area has 15,000 acres of protected land for wildlife. It's hard to say if George Eddie Bogus was indeed responsible. What did he do with Christopher and Christina? Is there anyone else out there that knows these answers? Or did Bogus take that information with him to the grave? Bogus's daughter vehemently states that her father was innocent of this crime and that he was not involved. But she would have been a very young girl when this happened, and she was only 10 years old when he passed away. Does she maybe know more about this crime? Or is she just a daughter sticking up for her father? We don't know much more about their disappearance today than we did 17 years ago. But there is still a family, two families, desperately looking for their loved ones. To make matters even more heartbreaking for the Branham family, Christina's brother would be shot and killed by his employer just 2 years later in 2008. Could Christopher and Christina have just run off together? Or did they meet with foul play? What do you think happened to Christopher Mettendorf and Christina Barnum? Christopher Mettendorf is described as a Caucasian male standing 5'5" tall and weighing around 120 pounds at the time he was last seen in July of 2006. He also has a burn scar between his thumb and his forefinger. He was last seen wearing a t-shirt, blue jeans, white sneakers, and a white baseball cap. Christina is described as a Caucasian female who stood 5'2" tall and weighed around 150 pounds when she was last seen, also July of 2006. She has brown hair and brown eyes. She also has a tattoo of a rose on her right hip. Anyone with any information on either Christina Branham or Christopher Mettendorf, please contact the Hardin County Sheriff's Department at 731-925-3377 or the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-TBI-FIND. Thank you all so much for listening to the stories of Christina and Christopher today. Two young people who had their whole lives ahead of them still. We will be back very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones. Thank you. Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hugh Pham and Hugh Tran were born and raised in Vietnam, got married in 1956, and decided to escape their country during the long and devastating Vietnam War. Their escape itself was not without struggles, as they ended up adrift in the sea for 2 weeks with no food and very little water. But they survived. Pham and Tran made it to America and made a life for themselves and their children in Southern California. By 2005, the couple was retired and living a very happy life together. For Mother's Day that year, their daughter and granddaughter gifted them a cruise vacation in which they would join them. Everyone was excited and looking forward to this trip. On May 12th, however, everything would change. Their daughter found their mother's sandals on the deck of the ship and was confused when she didn't see her mother or father anywhere. With her shoes was the book their mother had been reading. But the panic set in when she noticed her mother's purse was also left behind. A search of the ship turned up no sign of Pham or Tran. They were reported missing, but missing persons on a cruise ship are a complicated matter, as their family would soon discover. The mystery continues on, and to date, we have no idea where Pham and Tran are or what happened on that cruise ship that day. Where are Hugh Pham and Hugh Tran? Cruise ship disappearances are interesting because the first thought everyone has is they might have went overboard. But how likely is that really? Perhaps if it is intentional. However, in this story, we have a retired couple who was living a happy life, a stable life, and they had future plans and travels that they were looking forward to, including returning to their home country of Vietnam. Nothing about their disappearance makes any sense at all. Let's get right into the story of Hugh Pham and Hugh Tran. Hugh Pham and Hugh Tran were born in the 1930s in Vietnam. They would get married in 1956, and they decided that they needed to leave Vietnam due to the ongoing Vietnam War that was happening in their country. Pham and Tran escaped Vietnam on a shipping container cargo ship, and their journey was filled with struggles, and they almost didn't make it. They spent 2 weeks adrift at sea with no food and very little fresh water access. But they did survive that trip, and they made it to the United States. They would reside in Southern California, and they would raise their family there, making a good life for themselves and their children. They eventually retired, and Pham and Tran were enjoying retirement life together. They were planning a trip back to Vietnam to visit relatives and to see their home country, and they were very excited about getting back to where they were born and where they grew up. Before this trip was to take place, Pham and Tran's daughter and granddaughter surprised them with a Caribbean cruise on the Carnival cruise ship Destiny. Pham and Tran would go on this 7-night cruise with their daughter and their granddaughter. The cruise would depart from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and would make its way to the Caribbean islands. Their ship would be the Carnival cruise ship known as Destiny. Destiny was launched in 1996, and at the time, it was the largest passenger ship on the seas. It remained the Destiny until 2013, when it was reclassified as the Sunshine. On May 12, 2005, in the midst of this 7-day cruise, Pham and Tran were relaxing on the cruise deck. Later on, their daughter went to go get them for an event, but they weren't there. She did find her mom's sandals, and she started to look around for them, thinking that, they couldn't have gone too far. But then she noticed her mother's book she had been reading, and next to that, her mother's purse. No one leaves their purse unattended, so now their daughter was quite worried. She scoured through that area of the ship, and when she couldn't find them, she alerted cruise authorities. And while the crew started to help locate her parents on the ship, and they helped her search, the daughter called her brother back on the mainland. Hours would go by with no sign of Pham or Tran. In fact, it would be 4 hours before the cruise ship authorities would alert the Coast Guard of the missing persons. The first search and rescue efforts came from the Netherlands Coast Guard. Meanwhile, the ship kept on cruising. They were determined to make it to their next destination, despite pleas from the family to go back to where they were when it was discovered the couple was missing. The ship was estimated to be in between the Caribbean islands of Aruba and Barbados at that time. The efforts of the cruise ship staff and crew were minimal, according to the family. In fact, the Coast Guard also called off the search for Tram and Pham after 13 hours. But nothing here made sense. No one had seen this couple go overboard, if that's what happened. And how would that even happen? Pham and Tran's children said their parents were very happy. The family was doing well and thriving. They were enjoying themselves on this cruise, and they were very much looking forward to that trip back to Vietnam after that cruise. Why would they go overboard on purpose? The cruise line closed the case as well, noting that there was no evidence of foul play. So if there was no foul play, maybe there was an accident. If it might have been foul play after all, what would the motive be? The purse and belongings were left behind, and what would be a motive to harm a retired couple on a cruise ship? This one is completely baffling. And taking a look at the area where this happened isn't too helpful either, as we're in the middle of the Caribbean Sea. Barbados is at the southern end of the chain of islands, and Aruba is 700 miles or around 1,100 kilometers to the west. Meaning there is quite a bit of open waters in between the two islands, with nothing in between, nothing notable anyway. Michael Pham, their son, even immediately flew to the California home of his parents to go through it looking for any clues or signs that they may have missed. He found nothing. The family continued to fight Carnival Cruise Lines for answers, but Carnival wasn't talking. They claimed they did their part and that was all they needed to do. In fact, Carnival Cruise Lines wouldn't even take phone calls from the family. And since they were on international waters when the disappearance likely happened, it seemed that agencies are quick to point to others, claiming it isn't their responsibility. Something that everyone involved with cruise ship disappearances have remarked on as being an issue in these cases. After going through everything that they've went through, the family knew there needed to be changes, and the family has pushed for legislation and laws for tougher regulation of cruise ship safety. Michael has also gone on to become an activist through the International Cruise Victims Association. Michael said his family needs answers, and his parents deserve it. Michael says they will continue to fight for tougher laws and regulations. He goes on to say, quote, "Mom and Dad deserve that. They worked very hard since we came here 30 years ago, retired, and they lived happily in Southern California. I'm not against the cruise ship industry. But until they admit that they have a problem, nothing will get done. They can't be held accountable." End quote. Hugh Pham and Hugh Tran aren't listed in any missing person databases, and their cases is classified as a death at sea. However, the couple has never been found, nor does anyone have any idea on what might have even happened. Interestingly, around 400 people have gone missing from cruise ships since the year 2000, including guests, passengers, and crew members. What do you think could have happened to Hugh Pham and Hugh Tran? I'm curious to know your thoughts. Sources used in this episode. A thank you to NBCLosAngeles.com, InternationalCruiseVictims.org, ABCNews.go.com, AllThat'sInteresting.com, and TheGuardian.com. Thank you all so much for listening to this Missing Persons episode. I'm not only curious to know what your thoughts are on the case of Hugh Tran and Hugh Pham, But what are your thoughts on cruise ship safety protocols? Do you think there needs to be a change? Or do you think they are doing everything that they can possibly do? We will be back again very soon with another Unsolved Missing Person episode. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.